Blog Talk Radio.
Bells will be ringing. That's sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone.
Entertainment Report, and this is Matters of the Heart Wednesday for the Shock Entertainment Report, and I am Beth, aka Be True, and of course that was Michael Anthony, Please Come Home for Christmas. Tomorrow you don't want to miss an amazing celebration, end of the year show celebration with none other than the founder of BlogTalkRadio.com and amazing staff and some of your favorite BlogTalkRadio.com hosts. This is from, well, I received my invite a few days ago on Google, via Google Plus. But this is on the website and within the newsletter also. It states that Alan and friends, year-end show celebration with Blog Talk Radio staff and hosts. We're hosting a year-end show celebration, and you're invited. Our host, number one, and CEO, Alan Levy, is throwing a year-end extravaganza with a few friends from the network. He'll be hosting the show with Blog Talk Radio's own Shannon Dingy Kramer, Director of Customer Relations and Operations, and Chitra Agrawal, a director of marketing and co-host of Blog Talk Radio University and Storytellers. Joining Alan will be some of our most loved hosts. Some of my favorites, Rodney Perry, Laura Galloway, Shree Shiverson, Eric Olson, Gail Sivia, Anthony Donahue, and Holly Kaiser Jane. They'll be gathering together on December 20th. For the Alan and Friends year-end celebration. The fun begins on December 20th at 8 p.m. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, so that's 7 Central Standard Time, and also There's a Facebook event page, which I have on my page. I've shared it on my page, and I've invited a few of my Facebook friends. On Google, I've invited some of my Google friends also. So come on and join us at blogtalkradio.com as we celebrate this year-end celebration broadcast with the creator, the founder, the CEO, Alan Levy of blogtalkradio.com. CEO, co-founder and CEO Alan Levy celebrates 2012 by welcoming an all-star lineup to chat about shows. What's next in 2013 and take live callers. So you can ask away. I got a question you've always wanted to ask our CEO, like, you know, how he created it. The story of how Blog Talk Radio was created is an amazing story. So if you want to ask questions about that or our future plans for Blog Talk Radio, just go ahead. So, or one of our featured hosts on the show, you have a question for, like, Rodney Perry or Lara Galloway or Sharon Vesson or Eric Olson or Gail Sylvia or Anthony Donahue or Hallie Kaiser Jane, then go ahead and ask Alan and the featured Blog Talk Radio host questions and make comments. So join the Facebook event. You know, save the date and tune in online or by calling 866-691-7714. Again, you can also call in if you're not listening online or you're doing both like I do sometimes. Call 866-691-7714. And so, again, we're wishing everyone and all supporters a happy holiday, continued holiday season. I know it's kind of hard regarding, you know, what happened in Connecticut, but, you know, we're still wishing. And I'm just amazed at how resilient those the people within that community are dealing with all these funerals and so on. But, again, we're wishing everyone a continued happy holiday season, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year's Eve, and also, of course, don't you feel it feels like 2013 is going to be an amazing year. So we're wishing everyone a prosperous and blessed and a wonderful 2013. But I just wanted to share that with you all because I know some of you like to want to know. And also like to know how did Blog Talk Radio come into existence. So you will, this is an event, an end of the year show that is hosted by the creator of blogtalkradio.com. And, you know, he created blogtalkradio.com when his father wasn't feeling good. But, again, thank you for tuning in to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. It's amazing. Here's L. DeBarge Jr.
Videos on a laptop, sex, we could be the best thing you ever had. If your ex limitless. I'm gonna make this endless. I'm gonna max out, and I'm gonna pass out in it.
Like a motherfucker looking like a million. Exhale, got that shit that make them go crazy. Current don't say nothing, but oh baby. Still be out in the streets like I'm a free man. And you still coming up short, we man. I'm about to switch up the squad with the reed man. Pull up with an 18 and no minivan. Pop a bottle fan, got them eating up game like $100,000. Playing sex games, come where everybody win. I see a couple moking cats, let them in. Come on, let them in.
Thank you.
Always talking. My dear friend, I'll be sure, big shout out to he and his loved one and those that celebrated the holiday season in Las Vegas last night. I hope you all had fun filming, and it was broadcast online also. The Fox affiliate in Vegas, and I missed it because I had the time to air was 9 Pacific Standard Time and 11 Central Standard Time, so I'm quite sure you all had a blast. I hope I could see the replay of the celebration on Fox last night also. But big shout out to Al B. Sure and all his loved ones and cohorts. And before that, of course, L. DeBarge Jr., Big Skate. And I'll have you come. And I figured these are songs that suit the matters of the heart Wednesday style, right? I know. Can't you see it? L. B. Sure's sons, Lil B. Sure and Quincy Brown, performing with L. DeBarge Jr. And I could think of a few other favorites that I would love to see, maybe like on a tour package together or performing together, working on a project together, you know. But can you see L. B. Sure's sons, Lil B. Sure, Quincy Brown, and L. DeBarge Jr. Working on a project together? Maybe they have worked on a project together, but I can just see it. I have some amazing ideas. You all know this. But, hey, it's the holiday season, and we have to make the best of it. It only comes but once a year, right? Here's Foxman.
One horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle Bells, Foxman, who you've heard Under the Weather and other songs, but I've been working with him a couple of years on Reverb Nation, but recently added his songs to my playlist, and he's an amazing talent. I mean, he's always been in amazing music. But I was giddy to giggling the entire time that song played. You know, there are just some songs that just get to you, you know. So just guess in a way, it's good to giggle, right? But check out Foxman at foxmanmusic.com and at Reverb Nation.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. Do your best to fight that flu bug and that and those colds. And take good care of yourself when you do, and take good care of your loved ones. Also, wow. So, how did you describe your romantic gift giving vibe? What are you giving your spouse or your significant other? Of course, you can't just come out and say, I guess, because it's going to be a surprise, huh? But are you really going out of the way with your romantic Christmas gifting for him or and her for your main squeezes, regardless of the level of your romance, if you're newly dating or if you've been married for many years or you're really admiring this person and trying to get it a little farther? What are some of your romantic gift ideas? You can call in, but I will share in the meantime. In between time, I will share some articles and tips that I am looking at. Of course, I don't have a main squeeze, but I am a romantic. So that's one thing I have going for me. I am a natural romantic and like to talk romance. Romantic Christmas gifts for men. Make the season right just for him. And this is from romantic-whispers.com. And I'll tweet it out and all that good stuff. If you're thinking the best romantic Christmas gifts for men have to be unique, fun, creative, and romantic, then your search for his romantic gift ends right here. Luckily, you're just in time to find that romantic gifts he's been looking for. We've got our best ideas all dressed up and ready to give. The romance from each gift is bursting signs of love. And a unique romantic gift for men. You can also visit Harry and David com for free shipping, and also regarding different items. Number one, a bottle of his favorite drink will always bring a smile to his face. Two, invite him for a dinner to his favorite restaurant. When the right moment comes, give him a romantic photo Christmas card. It'll make him feel very happy. Three, a men bracelet is a perfect Christmas gift. Engrave a romantic saying. Four, buy those season tickets for his favorite sports team he's so excited about. Five, get him something more relaxed, like a pair of pajamas stamped with his favorite characters. And six, he'll love a gift hamper that caters his particular taste of chocolate and delicious wine. Now, all of these sound like marvelous ideas. A great option is to program his iPod with his favorite songs. And eight, men cologne is a must-have Christmas present. Pick the one that you like to smell the most. Oh, yes, fragrance. You know, last week when we were talking about things, my suggestion that equals to a woman's little black dress is fragrance for men. nine, get him a soft material boxer short with his and her initials embroidered on it, united by a cute heart. Oh, I can design that. See, I'll personalize it and design it just for him. 10, get a coffee mug set with his name printed on one of them and yours printed on the other. That's nice. 11, have his tie customized with an uploaded photo of himself when he was little. Oh, that is so cute and sentimental, wouldn't it be? And 12, if your boyfriend loves fishing, or, you know, your husband or your partner, your spouse, a fishing moon face watch would be a very special gift for the holidays. So then it goes on, a shirt with favorite sports printed on it. It's simple yet cool idea. Continuing on, a great option for this Christmas time is to order extra sports channels. That wins all the time for if he's a sports lover. I do have friend guys, platonic friends, who are not into sports at all. But if he is a sports lover or have a favorite sport, then that is a plus. Three, a DVD collection is always very festive. True that. Four, write him a romantic Christmas love poem and have it mailed to him in a special glass bottle. Being a poet, and then you don't have to be a poet, just express yourself from your heart. I have been a poet and love writing since I was a little girl, so when I do have significant others, anybody who's ever dated me or I've been in all will for the two I've been married to, they'll tell you I love to write poems and stuff, and that is a winner. And even if you have to consider yourself a poet, express yourself honestly in a creative manner, and that's sweet also. And you will even be surprised yourself how poetic your own thoughts are once written down. And then also, you know, it's nothing wrong. It's not cheating if you do get a friend like I to write a poem for you. And you just tell the friend, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Will you write a poem for me? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with that. That's me talking. Five, get him an outfit of clothes you'll like to see him wearing for Christmas Eve. Six, if your man likes to fish, why not give him a fishing rod for this Christmas? Or if he likes to do other things, give him that special item that he's been all wanting and needing, or you just know what he would love. Seven, a unique photo album. Gather as many pictures as you can from when he was a baby to the present. Include one pic of the two of you on the last page of the album. And eight, another Christmas gift idea to love is a caricature of him working out or enjoying his favorite hobby while thinking of you. That is nice. I still have a caricature of myself from years ago. That's just something nice. Yeah, I won't go into that. Nine, give him a gym membership for the Christmas time. 10, a digital photo frame would definitely wow him. 7, take care of him and buy him a pair of winter gloves and a scarf. Prepare his favorite dish for Christmas Eve. Most send you some more suggestions. I'm trying not to repeat myself. Most romantic Christmas gifts for men: 1, decorate a basket with his favorite snack. Include cookies, cheese, icebreakers. Again, if you're not into poem, write a romantic love letter. That's exactly what I was saying. You can write a romantic love letter. Express yourself sincerely. Telling him what you feel for him. 2, make a Christmas card. Get some cute seasonal ribbon and include your photo inside on the photo frame and a romantic poem of your choice. 3, since he loves movies, create a night at the movie basket. Include couples of favorite movies, popcorn, wine, movie-sized candy. That's if he loves movies. 4, another awesome Christmas gift is a self-made coupon book made with some classy design that you may personalize to him. And 5, it's always special and unforgettable to spend Christmas only with him. Make reservation for a romantic getaway. Have fun together. And a coupon book, it's kind of amazing to make your own self-made coupon book. Because I know I have always loved, from a teenager to now, just I thought it was so cute when you go into like that romantic section of Spencer's, you know, Spencer's, the novelty store, and they would have those little coupon books for romantic couple, you know, for romance. I always thought that was cute. So you self make your own. That's very personable. 6, a romantic photo of both of you in a heart-shaped Christmas frame. 7, a Christmas card is a good way to show someone that you really care. 8, get him a necklace. He'll wear it all the time, a necklace that he really likes, you know. Get him a keychain for your keys. That tells you something. Wow, that's really getting the message across. 10, a romantic pillowcase set with a touch of romantic words just for him is an awesome Christmas gift. Yeah, because it probably will become his favorite pillow. 11, if he loves to read a book of his favorite author, it'll be the most appropriate for the occasion. But sure, you write down a sweet dedication, most definitely. Always personalize, even in cards or gifts or whatever, in books, always write a note. A note of dedication, of love, of personalization. 12, men will always remember the sexy things you do. Lay on a soft mat, turn on a soft light, and get on your Santa outfit. Surprise him with his favorite drink and enjoy the evening together. Now, that is awesome. That's some good advice, really. So I'm posting it on Facebook, and I'm sharing it on Twitter, and I'm tweeting it out and putting it on Tumblr. Now, those of you that's wondering, okay, those are romantic gift ideas from any level of a relationship, from getting his attention to letting him know you want to take it a step farther, to those of you know, those of you that's been in it for a minute, married a long time, or just, you know, have been exclusive a long time, or whatever your stage of your relationship. These are great ideas for all ages, from those in puppy love stages to those of you that should know what you're doing by now. You know, so I think that's an amazing romantic gift idea, you know, coming from someone, like I said, a romantic, natural romantic anyway. So those are just marvelous, simple ideas, I must say. I like that, real nice. Then there are other, you guys always know what to get, right? Not like you need any ideas what to get a woman for a Christmas, but let's see. Here's a 10 romantic Christmas gift ideas for her. And this is from suggestions made from last year, but they're basic suggestions, so, you know, what's hot, something that might be hot now that's really personable. Might not was hot a year ago, but you know how to customize it. This is from PrimaHoward.com. And 10 romantic Christmas gifts for her. Christmas is in a few days, and you're still scrambling to find that perfect gift that will make her love you forever. Or keep her loving you Here are 10 romantic ideas that I can guarantee you will earn you that much-awaited kiss. And again, this is from Prema Howard, P-R-E-M-A, Howard.com. Romantic gift number one, tell her you want her to be safe always. Then give her a teddy bear and tell her you are assigning him to watch over her as a bodyguard. I like that. It's very cute. Romantic gift number two, buy a packet of glow-in-the-dark stickers and write a secret message to her on her ceiling, which only she would see when the lights go out. Romantic gift number three, buy her a bouquet of red roses. Buy one artificial red rose and place it in the center of the bouquet. Attach a card that says, I will love you until the last of those roses fade. Of course, the artificial red rose will not fade. That's something. That's kind of corny, but it's cute. I like that. Romantic gift number four. Buy her a domain name in her name. For example, if her name is Sunita Reddy, buy her sunitareddy.com. Create a simple website with a rose and a few lines of romantic text. At a moment when you are both surfing the internet, casually ask her if she ever Googled her name. See what comes up. Watch her reaction as she gets a happy surprise. Send the website you have made for her. That is very different. Romantic gift number five, buy her a mirror with a note that says, this is a magic mirror. Every time you look in it, it will show you the most beautiful woman in the world. And then romantic gift number six, send her a surprise bunch of flowers to her workplace. She will love getting that extra attention and the fact that everyone knows she's the gal of a very romantic man. That is fun. I have loved it, you know, when I was really out there in the dating world or just in awe with both the guys that I had married. I loved it when I would get nice things, you know, or you get, you know, that, and it's amazing when you get it from your beau or from your man, you know, fun when you get it from secret admirers also. But that is cool. And the opposite is true, too, because I have surprised in the past, you know, boyfriends and with wonderful, wonderful gifts. I remember when I was a teenager, a senior in high school, I remember I had a boyfriend who was in the Navy. Matter of fact, he was on a USS Ranger, the carrier that was in the movie Top Gun. And I know I would send him, like, enormous cards. I'm talking about, you know, those big, gigantic cards? I'm talking about the giant, giant, giant cards. I would always send him gigantic cards to the carrier, to the ship that he was on. And when the big card would arrive to the carrier, guess who would get the card and take it to my then boyfriend? The sailor, the captain, the main guy, the head guy, you know, the main guy. Who's the main guy of the carriers when you're in the Navy? I say captain, but, you know, the main head guy. Because he would say, oh, my God, Beth, you wouldn't believe who brought me my card. You know, and I did it a couple times. And, you know, the guys love it also, just like we ladies. We love that adoration and attention, do we not? You know, sometimes you get people in that embarrassment, like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that. But it's fun. And I remember he loved that attention. And coming from the head guy on the carrier. Romantic gift number seven, take her for a drive. If the sky's cloudy, stop somewhere, lie on the hood. Look for clouds that look like pictures. If the sky is starry, look for pictures in the stars. Yeah, sometimes the best gifts are not bought. Romantic gift number eight. If your gal has to work late, take her a goodie box filled with her favorite things, such as a chocolate, a teddy bear, etc. On the goodie box, draw a big red cross and tell her it is her late night survival pack. Gift number nine. Give her a single long stem red rose with a note that says, thank you for coming. These are real simple, not expensive gift ideas. Romantic gift 10, draw her picture, write a note on it, and mail it to her workplace with an urgent label on the envelope. She will see your love note at a time when she needs it most. Girls are not all that complicated. They want their man to love them and to know them like the back of their hand. Yeah, okay, not all that easy either. The above ideas are guaranteed to work for just about any romantic mind woman. And you know what? These ideas are ideas that, because everybody's not romantic mind. And these ideas that will, you know, will tickle the romantic, the inner romantic out of anyone. However, if your gal is all textbooks, lab equipment, or bodybuilder, we suggest you know her well and give her something else. There is no one-size-fits-all. So find what you think will work and try it out. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Good luck and happy Christmas is how the author signed off on this one. And that's cool right there. Those are, if you notice, those are very simple, not complicated gift ideas. But, you know, it takes being kind of creative, you know. Oh, for real. So I thought that was pretty neat. Let's see. You know, if you didn't know by now, that's the topic about romantic gift, Christmas, romantic gift giving during a holiday season. And I thought that would be a good idea regarding, this is the last broadcast of Matters of the Heart Wednesday before Christmas. And my apologies for the show not broadcasting last night, but the topics that we were going to talk about last night, I will combine with tomorrow's topic because they're similar shows anyhow, of the companies that are doing in the year hiring and interview business etiquette tips also. Okay. This is from E. Howe, written by Jesse Sofer, E. Howe contributor. And this is, again, other ideas for guys. Whether it's your boyfriend, fiancé, or you're celebrating your 20th wedding anniversary, finding the perfect Christmas gift for that special someone in your life can be a very difficult task. Everyone has done the old cliché gifts like jewelry and ties. Here are some examples of fun, unique, and romantic gifts. And then there's other articles that you could read, too, at eHow. Romantic and sweet gifts for your future husband. Top 10 romantic gifts for him. Personalized boxes. What man can use a new set of underwear? And I'm saying a set of his and her boxes. Again, boxers. We girls like boxers, too, don't we not? Of course, we like the other panties. But boxers are so comfortable, and it's cool if you're, like, digging his and her boxers, I think. That's me. This is from my personal experience, you know. But I still think I'm alone in that also. What man can use a new set of underwear? While you're shopping for the perfect pair, you know, the boxers to lounge around in, you know what I'm saying? While you're shopping for the perfect pair, consider purchasing a personalized set. You can create your own design at a website such as Cafe Press. Just upload any picture you want, add some text, and you're good to go. Alternately, you could opt for the pre-designed pair from Personalization Mall. The box with the label I Heart, and then you can put in your significant other's name. Okay, then it's strip chocolate. Let's face it, men are very cool creatures. So why not make him work for the fun or let him win it in a game? Chocolate fun? Strip chocolate is a game for couples to play before a night of passion and romance. The two players will roll the dice and draw cards to decide which player has a strip and who gets to pour the chocolate and frosting on him or her. Each game set includes jars of chocolate and cherry frosting, brushes, a game board, and game pieces. The label on the box does include this warning, playful partner not included. Now, that sounds funny. And then also, love pulley. Everyone loves a nice, long game of Monopoly. I love Monopoly. What then could be better than a game specifically personalized with a picture of you and your man? You can place your photo in the center of the board and customize the landing spaces with your own photos and memories. The entire game is completely customizable. This is a fun, affordable, and memorable gift that is sure to become a family keepsake. Then there's season tickets. Women may not understand a man's definition of romance. The way men see it, romance can be found in anything, as long as you're together. Therefore, you can let him enjoy two things he really loves at the same time, you and sports. And anybody who knows me knows I love sports also, so, oh, my God. Buy season tickets for his, so some females can fall in that category, too. Buy season tickets for his favorite football or basketball team and go with him. You may not enjoy the game as much as he does, but he will appreciate your presence. Believe it or not, not many men find sports venues to be among the most romantic places. Otherwise, they wouldn't choose that place to propose so often. So those are amazing gift ideas for guys again. So, wow. Nice gift ideas. And let's see. Trying to keep it balanced. Romantic gift ideas for guys and girls. And again, from E. Howe, from Demi Ghetto McCarr, romantic gifts for her. Perfect gift. Okay. It is, a romantic gift for her, it is crucial to recognize that when purchasing a romantic gift for the special woman in your life, each woman is different. Are there traditional romantic gifts that every woman will enjoy? Make sure to know her well enough to see what suits her best. This may involve some investigation on your part, but mostly just paying a bit more attention will pay off. Perfect gift. I'm clicking this on Facebook right quick. Perfect gifts. Most women are sentimental, so it is important to treat this as an event rather than just a gift. Presentation is the key. So on top of the gift itself, it must be beautifully wrapped, and last but certainly not least, must include a heartfelt card. Keep the funny cards for another occasion. Ideal romantic gifts can be anything from chocolates to a favorite bottle of wine. Again, the key is to tailor the gift to the individual. Books of poetry are fantastic gifts, but make sure it's a poet she likes. If the relationship is a bit more serious, jewelry is always a pleasant surprise. It doesn't necessarily have to be too expensive. A simple pair of diamond stud earrings are always a classic. Probably most romantic of all would be a nice dinner with just the two of you, where you can just relax and enjoy each other. Fun, sexy gifts such as lingerie are great too, but make sure they are classy and not raunchy. Take her away. If you want to truly blow her away, a romantic trip is perhaps top among everyone's list. It doesn't have to be expensive. Simply plan early and whisk her away on a weekend retreat somewhere both of you have always talked about going. The element of surprise would be key here. So make sure not to leave receipts out or ask her if she prefers first class or coach. Even a quick drive to the country with a packed lunch or dinner will melt her heart, most definitely will melt mine. If you like camping, for example, find a cabin in the woods. Oh, I would love a cabin trip. And book a weekend trip. For added emphasis, you could even do her packing for her. That way she won't have to worry in the world, but only loving eyes for you. Plan romantic activities such as taking long walks, canoeing, gazing up at the stars. Make sure to bring a camera along to capture all these moments. And later on, as an added bonus, have your favorite photo framed and give it to her just because. Just because, ironically, that's my friend Nikki Roundtree's business name, and she is a romance consultant. And she's on Facebook. Friend her and like her business page, Just Because, and she's located on State Street right here in Jackson, and she's a romance consultant, and she can help you out also with romantic gift ideas. And so those are amazing gift ideas, I must say. For Christmas holiday. Really awesome. Is today your birthday? Happy birthday to you. I noticed one of my Facebook friends, Anna, today is her birthday. So happy birthday to you, Anna, and happy birthday to all of you December babies, Christmas babies. I love to call people with birthdays and December Christmas babies because you are your Christmas babies. And I was wondering, how does it feel to have your birthday so close to Christmas if you celebrate Christmas? You know, is it like a double whammy? Do you get like double love? Attorney J's birthday is Friday, so I've been wishing him happy birthday all week, all month. So you all and do-it-yourselfer based in Dallas. Attorney that have never lost a custody case since he began his practice in 97. I wish him a happy birthday this week. It's on Friday the 21st. But if your birthday is this week, this month, you December, Christmas Day, you just have a blast of a good time and will definitely enjoy the last day of the month because it's New Year's Eve, huh? Time for, we're all going to enjoy seeing the arrival of the new year, most definitely. But, you know, it's amazing. 2012 is almost over. Wow. But again, just want to wish you a happy, happy birthday and a happy holiday season. And today, let's see what celebrities are celebrating our birthdays with you if today is your birthday. Yes, indeed. So those are some romantic, those are some pretty awesome ideas. And, wow, I think I'm going to share some of my own ideas also on my Facebook page. Today is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday. He is only turning 32 years of age today. So happy birthday to Jake Gyllenhaal. Also, I am putting this on Facebook right quick, courtesy of AP in Dallas Morning News. The birthdays and, you know, the today in history. I love those today in history facts, don't you? Really amazing. And you remember Friday, Sports Friday edition, so we're definitely talking Saints and the Cowboys. That's my topic. Y'all already know what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about my two favorite overall NFL teams. I love the entire NFL team, but the topic that I will be focusing about on will be the Cowboys and the Saints playing this Sunday, televised on Fox at noon at the Cowboys Stadium. Shout out to my two favorite teams. And may the best team win. Because, oh my God, you know, Reg Ruffin was wanting me to come for that game. And we were talking about, we both, because he loves the Saints also. Attorney Jay, he is a big Saints fan. He likes the Cowboys, but he is a big Saints fan. He's down with the Who Dat Nation, like, for real. But Ridge Ruffneck and I were talking about if I had come and we go to the game, we both would be wearing a Saints and Cowboys attire. But today's Jake Gyllenhaal's 32nd birthday. Cicely Tyson, a favorite of many of us, actress 79. Elle Collin, Baseball Hall of Famer, 78. Maurice White is 71. Remember, R&B musician, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Elaine George, actress, 59. Richard E. Leakey, paleontologist. Woo, I got that one out. 68. Evan Lee, rock singer, 10 years after, is 68. Tim Lee, actor, WKRP in Cincinnati, 68. Rob Portman, U.S. Senator, Republican, Ohio, is 57. Kevin McHale, Basketball Hall of Famer, is 55. Mike Lucanland, actor to Brady Bunch, is 52. Rhonda McDaniel, Football Hall of Famer, is 48. And most definitely, I knew this. You don't have to tell me this. I was going to mention his birthday today. Anyway, I was thinking about it yesterday. Chris Angel. I got to wish him a happy birthday. Chris Angel, musician, mind freak, believe. Check him out at the Luxor Hotel in Vegas. Chris Angel, 45 today. Happy birthday, Chris. Mwah, and hugs and kisses. Happy holidays to you and your mother, Dimitri, and your fiance, Sandra, and your brothers, and all of your staffers and everyone. Happy birthday and happy holidays, Chris Angel. Chris Angel is an amazing, amazing dude. He does a lot of humanitarian work, if some of you didn't know that. Chrissy Swanson, actress, 43. Amy Locan, actress, 41. Alyssa Milano, Charm, Who's the Boss, 40. Warren Sapp, football player, 40. Lady Sovereign, rapper, 27. Jennifer Beals is 49 years old. Yay. Beautiful. Happy birthday, Jennifer Beals. Also, oh, you out here? Channing Tatum and his wife are expecting a baby. And I mentioned it the other day that, you know, Kelly Clarkson is engaged also. So that was a good news on the romantic tip, dealing with topics of matters of the heart. Also today in history, President Bill Clinton was impeached by the House of Representatives for perjury and obstruction of justice. He was later acquitted by the Senate. Also in 1732, on this day, Benjamin Franklin began publishing Poor Richard's Almanac. 1776, Thomas Paine published his first American Crisis essay, writing, "These are the times that try men's souls." 1777, General George Washington led his army of about 11,000 men to Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, to camp for the winter. 1843, Charles Dickens' Yuletide Tale, A Christmas Carol, was first published in Britain. In 1907, a coal mine explosion in Jacobs Creek, Pennsylvania, killed 239 workers. Wow. 1946, war broke out in Indochina as troops under Ho Chi Minh launched widespread attacks against the French. And in 1972, Apollo 17 splashed down in the Pacific, ending the Apollo program of manned lunar landings. In 1974, Nelson A. Rockefeller was sworn in as vice president, replacing Gerald R. Ford, who became president when Richard M. Nixon resigned. 1984, Britain and China signed an accord returning Hong Kong to Chinese sovereignty in 1997. 1986, the Soviet Union announced it had freed descendant Andrei Sakharov from the external exile and pardoned his wife, Yelena Bonner. 1997, Titanic, the second highest grossing movie of all time, opened in American theaters. 2000, the UN Security Council voted to impose broad sanctions on Afghanistan's Taliban rulers unless they closed terrorist training camps and surrendered U.S. embassy bombing suspect Osama bin Laden. And in 2003, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi agreed to halt his nation's drive to develop nuclear and chemical weapons. 2005, Afghanistan's first democratically elected parliament in more than three decades convened. So those are things that have happened. Walmart has released breaking news to you all. I was in Walmart yesterday shopping. I picked up some items at Walmart yesterday. Walmart has breaking news for those of you that shop at Walmart like I do. I wish we had a Kmart. We don't have a Kmart. Extended today only. Walmart says that breaking news, extended today only, free shipping on selected gifts, and there's last-minute gifts, and they have a lot of amazing things on items, on sale. So Walmart released a breaking news email stating that extended for one more day, free shipping is extended till today. So that's big news. That is breaking news for a lot of people. Walmart would like everyone to know that. That's their breaking news. You know, this is serious business now, most definitely. So that's what Walmart wants you all to know. So we'll be talking a lot of retail news on tomorrow and preparing for Christmas and being prepared for Christmas and New Year's Eve and celebrating. And like I said before, since I did not broadcast live last night to talk about business interview etiquette and end of the season of companies that are hiring, we'll combine that with tomorrow's show. So those are similar. Those shows pretty much have similar topics. You know, all of the shows are tied in together because it's an entertainment lifestyle show. But, you know, there are certain days that we talk about, that we focus on certain topics. And it seems like you all kind of dig that. You know, any suggestions for 2013, we're open. We're open-minded. We're open for it. Okay? So, wow. And there's all kind of news going on. See where Angelina Jolie will be directing. And project in the near future. So there's a lot going on today. So I hope you all are still visiting BlackFriday.com also when it comes to getting information regarding sales going on at your favorite retailers. There's some awesome shows on the air right now also. So shout out to my blogtalkradio.com cohort. It's amazing, been a part of this amazing community, and thank you for those that are listening. Big shout out to UK listeners and Australian listeners and those right here within my own city of Jackson, Mississippi, and much love to my friends in Big D, Houston and Texas and Miami, in Alabama, in Arkansas, in Minnesota, in California, in New York, all everywhere, all across the America, and the Caribbean, in Turkey, of course. That's where Charisma is. And I hope you all have been enjoying his music. I'm going to add more of his songs to the playlist. Isn't he an amazing talent? He is amazing. Fantastic. So, wow. But again, thank you for listening. Here's Michael Anthony, Merry's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, how you been? Me, I'm doing fine, I'm still alive and kicking. After all of these years, the Christmas tree is lighting up the room, hung up the stockings. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football. You ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man he's starting to become. And little Susie's quite the charmer. She always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes. When she looks at me that way, I'm wrapped around her finger like you always said I'd be. I'm sitting here feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself. It's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day. Come Merry's Christmas. I still recall that early Christmas morn. Kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Being out of nowhere fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do. There just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, they told me you were gone. I cried so hard. Oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children. It was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day on Merry's Christmas. Hello. words what they mean, but somehow in my head I hear a different thing, and it tears me up inside when I think about that day. Still the whole world celebrates on Mary's Christmas, on Mary's Christmas, on Mary's Christmas.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Michael Anthony, Mary's Christmas. Wow. Big shout out to Gray Daniel, Chevrolet. I had a blast yesterday just checking out the Chevys there. And so big shout out to car salesman Jason Hare. Thank you for the awesome test drive and everything. Well, I remember there was a time when I would get everything I asked Santa for. Well, Santa, you know I've been good. yeah, you know I've been talking about it for ages, going checking out rides. So I began, since I didn't do it for my birthday, I was like, okay, it's holiday time. I'll go check out. I start now checking out awesome rides. So big shout out to everyone there, and also my other favorite dealerships here in the Jackson Metro area. Moments in Here are some more romantic gift ideas, inexpensive romantic Christmas gifts. And this is from Barbie Carpenter, who is also an E-House contributor. And she starts off by saying, say I love you with a Christmas gift from the heart. While jewelry and roses are classically romantic gifts, you can find inexpensive romantic gift options as well. Use your creativity to craft a homemade romantic gift or plan an experience for you and your significant other to enjoy a personalized gift that shows your loved one how much you care is a thoughtful way to say Merry Christmas. And then there are other articles that you can check out called Personalized Romantic Gifts and Romantic Gifts That Say I Love You. There's the Relationship Scrapbook. Collect pictures of you and your significant other over your time together and use them to create a Christmas scrapbook. Find any other notable mementos from a relationship, like ticket stub, or the first movie you saw together, or a picture of the restaurant where you had your first date. Display these images and mementos on the scrapbook pages. Write messages like inside jokes or favorite quotes. Alongside the pictures, you could also compose a poem or letter to your significant other, including the scrapbook. Mention about how much you love her and or him and how you look forward to spending more time together. This romantic scrapbook is a Christmas gift. She or he would love to look at repeatedly. Experience gift. Rather than a pricey, tangible gift, give your significant other a romantic experience for Christmas. Cater this gift to his or her interest, and he will surely appreciate your romantic gestures. For example, if he loves to cook or her, make reservations at an elegant restaurant in town and arrange a tour of the kitchen so he or she can meet the chef. He can even see the restaurant will design a customized. You can even see if the restaurant will design a customized menu that features his or her favorite food. If she loves the outdoors, or he, plan a romantic outing. If the weather cooperates, set up a romantic picnic complete with a bottle of wine in a private spot, or bring the outdoors inside by setting up a picnic in front of the fireplace on your floor. The experience will leave your significant other with a positive memory of a romantic Christmas. Romantic gift basket. Give that special someone a romantic gift basket to say Merry Christmas. You don't have to spend a lot of money to fill the basket full of items that set the mood for romance, you know. Indulge him or her with chocolate-covered strawberries along with a bottle of inexpensive wine or champagne. If you want it to be expensive now, no one's complaining. Let her relax. Or him by giving her a scented candle and bubble bath to wrap with soft rose. That sounds wonderful. Or let her know how sweet she is or he by giving her or him a gift basket full of chocolates, cookies, and other sweet treats like fudge and brownies. Those are awesome ideas. Most definitely. A romantic. So these are good ideas for you know, any stage where you're at in the romantic department, if you're, you know, trying to make your point or not, you know, like trying to get someone's attention, like, hey, hey, or if you're in a, you know, in a steady relationship or married or whatever, these are just good, good courting, good romantic ideas, I must say. So this is a good topic. I'm enjoying presenting, and you all share with me some of your favorite ideas online on Facebook, on Twitter. If you have a listener profile account, message me and let's talk about some of your favorite romantic ideas, and if you agree with some of these that I have shared with you via various articles and websites. Some amazing ideas, really, very romantic. You know, I won't say what I was about to say, but wow. And remember, you can visit Belinda Bostic, my dear friend, who just celebrated her 22nd birthday on Sunday at FlummerPartiesByBelindaBostic.com. Also, a wonderful gift ideas, and she has an amazing end of the year sale going on. Also, I'm amazed at the prices of some of her items are, and so check out Belinda at FlummerPartiesByBelindaBostic.com. Check out her website; just amazing, really. So those are some pretty interesting romantic tips. Like I said before, very nice. And, you know, you can go the inexpensive route, the creative route. And it's amazing how it's using your creativity. That right there is priceless. Priceless. Just letting that creative side of you come out and just love. That is really amazing. Yes, it is. So appreciative and grateful to have you to celebrate the holiday season with me. It's been a blast. So, wow. I can't believe it'll be 2 years in March that have been presenting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here at blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to everybody that's ever co-hosted with me, everyone who has been a guest. Everyone who has called in, chatted in the chat room, or called in, minus Prankston. It's been amazing. Thank you so much. Really. I'm looking at something from styleblazer.com, the number one fashion obsession. And they have this article of pictures, 20 hot white guys who love black women, keep the best couples past and present. And they're showing, we know that some of the most beautiful women in the world come in all sizes and assortment and of hues, and some guys can't get enough of some of these celebrity brown beauties. Paula Patton is the muse for Robin Thicke's songs. They are a lovable couple. I love them. Bradley Cooper couldn't resist Zoe Saldana on the set, and Robert De Niro has been happily married to his wife for years. And it's just an amazing pictures of interracial couples, hot white guys, and the beautiful black women whom they love so much. And this is an article that just popped up, and I was sharing it online, and I was like, well, let me just mention it. We are talking about Matters of the Heart. And it's showing a beautiful picture of Robin Thicke again and Paula Patton. And another one of my favorite couples also is Iman and David Bowie. They're probably on this list. I don't see them yet. But that's another amazing couple of mine. Fantastic. Let's see who's next. Justin Chambers and Keisha Chambers. Showing a beautiful picture of them. These lovers have been together for years and have five beautiful children together. I know I see them a lot on, at red carpet events and so on. Well, you know, on TV, throughout the media. Let's see. Being interviewed on a red carpet and so on. And next, Michael Fassbender and Nicole Beharie. Oh, that's a beautiful couple. They had plenty of chemistry on the set of the NC-17 rated film Shane, and now are in a heated romance. And did you all catch my friend Reg Ruffneck on live on air on KKDA Soul 73 yesterday morning? I did. He did an amazing presentation talking with Willis Johnson. So I'm sure if he calls us on Friday during Sports Friday edition, he would definitely talk about his experience. Dirty Dirk and his wife, Jessica Olsen. Beautiful couple. Dirk recently tied the knot with his Kenyan girlfriend in July. Woo, that's a beautiful couple. Most definitely. And let's see. Tian Bagsley and Joey Kravitz. Yeah. Zoe, Lenny's daughter, so sweet. Got the girl, Tian Bagsley and Joey Kravitz. Are one of our favorite young couples. Beautiful couple. Young couple. Beautiful couple. She looks like both her parents, whom I love so much. Amazing. Let's see. I know. They have it where you have to. Robert De Niro and his wife, Grace Hightower. I remember before he got married, also when he was in a long-time relationship with the fashion designer, the late Willie Smith's sister, Tookie Smith, also. The couple has had its ups and downs, but remained to weather the storm and stay together. Robert De Niro and his wife. Wow, she kind of resembles my cousin Linda. You all know my cousin Linda? Robert De Niro's wife resembles my cousin Linda a little bit. Again, this is from styleblazer.com. And I have it tweeted out and on Facebook. Tamara and Adam Housley, beautiful couple. Tamara and Adam Housley, well, they've already had their baby. They had a baby in November. Again, this is 20 hot guys who love black women. This is an article that popped up right quick, so I'm just sharing it since we're talking matters of the heart. You know, you always see black guys who love non-black women, so here are some guys who love black women. Zoe said, Donnie showed a picture of when Bradley Cooper and Zoe were dating, ended their relationship a few months ago. That's what they were in. But I think she has a new boyfriend now. We hope they said that they hope they rekindle their relationship because they were my favorites. I know I love that movie Words. They definitely had on screen chemistry. He is hot. I need to see that movie. Silver Lining Playbook. Kerry Washington and David Moscow. Kerry is awesome. I cannot wait for January 10th. January 9th, the return of Nashville in January 10th for the return of Scandal. The two were engaged between October 2004 and March 2007, but decided to go their separate ways. And I know it's time to conclude the show, but you know I'm not leaving without playing Six String Woody's Merry Christmas G.I.'s. No. Saturday, they're going to play nothing but Christmas music from different genres. You won't be hearing the same Christmas songs over and over again. Rutil Wesley and James Fisher. Ooh, that is a beautiful couple. The two met each other in class at Juilliard School of Performing Arts and have been rocking ever since. Beautiful couple. These are couples from past and present. Paul Wall and Crystal. Oh, man. That couple, I love that couple. They are, I love that story. I love that couple. The rapper Paul Wall and his wife Crystal, they married back in 2006. Beautiful couple. And Sandy Newton and Ole Parker. The happily married couple, Ole Parker and Sandy Newton, have been married for 15 years. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. All beautiful couples. Beautiful people inside and out. You know, we've talked about matters of the heart, you know, true love and interreligious and interracial couples. Brad Pitt and back in the day with Sunita. Brad Pitt has always had a thing for black women. He and Sunita had a relationship during the 1980s. And then, you know, recently, well, this is me talking, it's not even from the article, Mike Tyson talked about when he caught Brad Pitt and Robin Givens. He even talked about it, I think on a talk show recently I was watching. Brad Pitt and Robin Givens. The two had a well-documented fling before he hit big time. I remember hearing about that back in the day, back when it was happening. I remember that, too. Many of you probably do, too. Let's see. Heather Headley and Brian Musso. Heather Headley, she is an amazing singer. Singer Heather Headley and former Jets football player Brian Musso married in 2003. She has a beautiful voice. I didn't know anything about her personal life in regards to being who she was married to. Being a sports lover, you would think I would know. But I don't know everything. Rihanna and Shia LaBeouf. Rihanna has dated some of the hottest celebrities, and Shia LaBeouf was one of them. Although it was just a flash in the pan. Oh, and a big shout out to Rob Kardashian also. He will be appearing at, and even Marcus in Miami, I believe, on tomorrow because he's promoting his plot line. So I meant to talk more about that. So since he will be doing an in-store on tomorrow, we'll definitely talk about it next broadcast. And this broadcast is at night, so. If you're in Miami, be sure to go to Neiman Marcus on tomorrow because Rob Kardashian will be there promoting the spotlight. Rihanna and Ryan Phillippe. Ryan Phillippe was one of Rihanna's crushes that she pursued. And let's see. Rihanna and Josh Hartnett. Wow. The add-on to the long list of Rihanna's exes was Josh Hartnett. And Halle Berry and Gabriel Aubrey. Wow. They have a beautiful couple. One of the most beautiful couples of all time were Halle Berry and Barbara Aubrey. So those are the 20 hot white guys who love black women. And then there's some more. But those are the hot 20 guys who love black women, pick the best couples past and present. And that was from Style Blazer back in an article that was published back in August by Asia G. It is that article popped up and I was sharing it online, so I just went ahead and wanted to mention it right quick, you know. I hope you like the ideas regarding romantic gifts for Christmas time. And I guess next Wednesday we'll be talking about New Year's Eve and New Year's and the holiday season period, you know. So that should be a blast. If you're celebrating at home or out and about with others. I love New Year's Eve if I'm alone or just with my mom or at church or with a bunch of people. New Year's Eve, is always a blessing. It's always good and feel like a blessing to see yet another year arrive, and I'm praying to see yet this year arrive. Just so amazing. Just loving it, you know, aren't you? Again, just sending much love and appreciation to you. Be kind to others. Hug. Ask others if you can give them a hug. Or tell others, hey, I need a hug. Do you mind hugging me? You know, this is a time to really express your love and to care, and don't be, you know, allow yourself to show some emotions. I know it's not good to show all of your emotions, but at least show to others that you do care and that you would like to be cared for also. Here's my friend Morris Mills, to be loved. And again, I thank you. And until the next broadcast, which is scheduled for tomorrow night, I appreciate you. And be good. And remember, this is just the season, so spread good cheer. Always try to have the best holiday season that you can. I know it's killing some of us, I know, this holiday season. Okay, some people are wishing it would be over with, but you really want to see the new year begin. But, you know, make the best. If you spend it alone with a few people, for a lot of people, it's you know, one thing about it, you know, we're all grateful and thankful, you know, to see this time of year come and approach us. And, yeah, we have our sad thoughts, our sad moments. I was reading the inbox about how this is like a depressed month. So I'll bring that up tomorrow, because I received some emails this morning regarding how this is a month where people are so depressed. Like people go into like holiday depression and stuff like that. So we can't overlook that fact, you know. So you never know how other people are feeling. Don't push people, but, you know, at least be decently friendly to people. You know, some people just aren't friendly at all, so better disregard some of those a-holes. just joking. No, am I really? But again, thank you for your support. And I remember you can email me at culturetalkentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENTERTAINT@yahoo.com. Send me Christmas tunes to play for Saturday night, okay, as we celebrate Christmas time. And call in also. Okay, well, again, thank you. You're amazing. Love your support and really appreciate you. God bless. Dollhouse Radio airs every Saturday night. Here at Block